Where was your grandfather born? Your mother's father born?
In Alabama.
Uh-huh. And do you know what education or what occupation he had?
Well, he had a real nice farm down there. I don't know how much education he had, but he had a nice farm and a house and everything well fixed before the Civil War. Well, you know, when they went through the South and burned up things and tore up things, they burned up. He was in the service. He was in the Civil War all 4 years. But they, Yankees came through there. You know, you've read about all that, whether you've talked to anybody that knows about it or not, but you have read it, haven't you? And they burned his, well, first they stole everything that they could steal that they could use. And then they burned up everything else that they couldn't use. And except one old cow that happened to be down in a canebrake. They burned up his fences, his farm that was growing, every lasting thing. Well, my mother's mother and her grandparents, MacDougall grandparents, were living with my mother and the children. Mm-hmm. Well, my mother, sometime during the war, her father had hiccups. On account of the kind of food he had to eat, you know. And he came home on a 30-day leave. And that's when my mother was conceived. And she never had seen him. Quick as he got able, he went back into the service. And she never had seen her father until he came home after the Civil War was over. And everything was gone except the house and the fence around it and what they had within the house. And so he didn't have anything. You know, Confederate money was no good. And all he could do was he just sold it. And he moved to, he heard about some lady that had a plantation that hadn't been disturbed. And she had her slaves. Now, my father didn't own slaves. I mean, my grandfather didn't own slaves. But his sister married a Mitchell that did own slaves. Mm-hmm. You've heard of Margaret Mitchell book, Gone with the Wind? Well, his sister married into some of that. Anyway, Grandpa, he decided he'd go to this here, it was a young plantation. He found out that this lady's husband had been killed in the Civil War. And so he went to her, and she hired him then to oversee the colored people. And the colored people didn't want to leave. Now, you've heard and read of Uncle Tom's Cabin. Well, everybody that owned slaves weren't mean to them. This family were not mean to their slaves. And each slave had a home of his own and a garden of his own and could raise hogs of their own and things like that and a cow. And they didn't whip them. Grandpa never whipped any of them. And they had been educated. Rhody, a Negro woman, was the same age as Mrs. Young. And they had been raised together and played together. And their mother had taught all of those slaves. They were all Baptists. She'd taught them in the Bible, and they could all read, and they all got, they had services. And they had seen these pictures of the big plantation, beautiful, rich homes, you know, winding stairways and all.